ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷ್ವಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 13th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 30. ಉತ್ಪಾರಪಾರಂ ತ್ರಿಪುರು ರಸಾಯಾಂ ದದರ್ಶ ಗಾಂ ತತ್ರ ಸುಷುಪ್ಸುರಗ್ರೇ ಯಾಂ ಜೀವಧಾನೀಂ ಸ್ವಯಮಭ್ಯದತ್ತ ಖುರೈಕ್ಷುರಪ್ರೈರ್ದರಯಂ ಸ್ತದಾಪ ಉತ್ಪಾರಪಾರಂ ತ್ರಿಪರೂರಸಾಯಾಂ. ತ್ರಿಪರಿ ಇಸ್ ರಿಟನ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ರೂ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ, ತ್ರಿಪರೂ. ದದರ್ಶಗಾಂ ತತ್ರ ಸುಷುಪ್ಸುರಗ್ರೇ ಯಾಂ ಜೀವಧಾನೀಂ ಸ್ವಯಮಭ್ಯದತ್ತ ಖುರೈಕ್ಷುರಪ್ರೈರ್ದರಯಂ ಸ್ತದಾಪ ಉತ್ಪಾರಪಾರಂ ತ್ರಿಪರೂರಸಾಯಾಂ ದದರ್ಶಗಾಂ ತತ್ರ ಸುಷುಪ್ಸುರಗ್ರೇ ಯಾಂ ಜೀವಧಾನೀಂ ಸ್ವಯಮಭ್ಯದತ್ತ ವೈಷ್ಣವೀಸ್. Sharp weapon. Darayan, penetrating. Tat, that. Apaha, water. Utparaparam, found the limitation of the unlimited. Triparuhu, the master of all sacrifices. Rasayam, within the water. Dradarsha, found. Gam, the earth. Tatra, there. Sushupsuhu, lying. Agre, in the beginning. Yam, whom. Jivadhanim, the resting place for all living entities. Swayam, personally. Abhyadhatta, uplifted. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Lord Boar penetrated the water with his hooves, which were like sharp arrows, and found the limits of the ocean, although it was unlimited. He saw the earth, the resting place for all living beings, lying as it was in the beginning of creation, and he personally lifted it. Purport. The word Rasayam is sometimes interpreted to mean Rasatala, the lowest planetary system, but that is not applicable in this connection. According to Vishnu Chakrati Thakur, the earth is seven times superior to the other planetary systems, namely Tala, Atala, Talatala, Vitala, Rasatala, Patal, etc. Therefore, the earth cannot be situated in the Rasatala planetary system. It is described in the Vishnu Dharma, Patala Muleshwara Bhoga Samhatau Vinyasya Padau Prithivimcha Bibratah Yasyopamano Nabubhuva Sochyuto Mamastu Mangalya Vibridhaye Harihi. Therefore, the Lord found the earth on the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean, where the planets rest during the devastation at the end of Brahma's day. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhuvan Melitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vidamscha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we have His Grace Kaunte Prabhu and His good wife. I would like to take their blessings and also the blessings of all the Vaishnavas to be able to say something on this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Lord's appearance as boar or appearance as tortoise or His appearance as Lord Narasimha may be bewildering to the modern man who sees all these pastimes from a very skeptical point of view. Modern man who prides himself with his speculative research will not be able to access these pastimes, because the Supreme Lord will always remain an unsolvable riddle for the atheist. He is inaccessible to the atheist. Why so? Because even the soul, which is actually the living principle in every living body, is actually unseen by the atheist. He is unseen by person who considers himself to be the material body. So the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord is extremely powerful, and it keeps one under her clutches, making one think oneself to be this material body. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an example given how, just as the udder of a cow has to be agitated to produce milk, or how the firewood has to be harnessed in a certain way to produce fire, or somebody will have to dig the earth to extract minerals like gold and silver and other things. Similarly, or if somebody has to grow a mango tree, one has to sow the seed in the ground, which will eventually produce a mango tree and mango subsequently. Similarly, these examples are given in Srimad Bhagavatam to indicate that one has to make a swachesta, effort, to understand first of all the spiritual principle in this body, the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord Jiva, which is the most foundational truth. So otherwise one will not be able to understand even the most basic truth. When Srila Prabhupada went to Russia, he met a professor called Kotovsky. And Prabhupada was talking to him about transmigration, and this professor was completely unaware. And Prabhupada was so shocked. He is a professor of religious studies, and he has no knowledge of soul. So wherever Prabhupada traveled, he spoke about Kotovsky. He said, "I went to Russia, I met Kotovsky. He just doesn't know that we are not the body, we are the soul. He's thinking we are this body. How can such a big professor think like that? Are these people teachers or cheaters?" So don't be surprised. People may hold doctorate degrees, but they don't even know about the soul. So after one understands the soul, then one can gradually begin to understand the Lord in the heart, the super soul also, who is by the side of the soul. And when one understands this preliminary knowledge, gradually one can come to understand the essence of all the Vedic literatures. The Vedic literatures are very vast, oceanic, and they are also very grave. Not that they are fluffy. They are vast also, and they are very grave also. They are very deep also, voluminous and deep. But the essence of the Vedic literatures has been very simply presented by the Vaishnava Acharyas to make it very easy for us to understand, based on the Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. The Sambandha between the Lord and the devotee is actually the essence of all the Vedic literature. The Vedic literature have been breathed out of the Supreme Lord. What is that verse? Brahmakshara Samudbhavam. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Brahmakshara Samudbhavam. The Lord breathes out the Vedic literature from himself. Just as the whole Lord's body is spiritual body, we are made up of Vishuddha Sattva. What comes out of the Lord, the Vedic wisdom, which he mercifully gives out for all of us. It is said, you know, Maya Mukta Jivarnahi Swata Krishna Jnana Atayeva Krip. ನೋಡಿದೆ. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಲೈನ್, ಜೀವೇ ಇರಕ್ಕೂ ಪಾಯ್ ಇರಕ್ಕೂ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೇದ ಪುರಾಣ್ ಇದೆ ಸರ್. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ವೇದ ಪುರಾಣ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಪಾ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಜೀವ. ಸೊ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಪಿಟಿ ಆನ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ, ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ರಿವಲೇಷನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್. ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಲವ್ ಲೆಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಜೀವ. ಬಟ್ ದ ಲವ್ ಲೆಟರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಡಿಕೋಡೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ಬೈ ಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಅ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಟು ಹೆಲ್ಪ್, ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಟು ರೀಚ್ ಔಟ್ ದ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ಈಗರ್ನೆಸ್ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಜೀವಸ್ ಈಗರ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಇಂಟರ್ಮೀಡಿಯೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಅ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಪರೆಂಟ್ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಟಿವ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಸೇ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ಫುಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಅಂತರಂಗ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಎವರ್ ಜಾಯ್ಫುಲ್. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಾಯ್ಫುಲ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಜಾಯ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ಲಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಜೀವ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಸಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಜಾಯ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಓಷಿಯಾನಿಕ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಎ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಮೇ ಕಮ್ ಅಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಅ ಹೀಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಶುಗರ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಮೇ ಈಟ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯೂ ಕ್ರಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶುಗರ್ ಪೀಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೋ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಡಿಲೈಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಶುಗರ್. ಬಟ್ ದ ಶುಗರ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಂಟಿಟಿ. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ದ ಜೀವ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟೈನಿ, ಈವನ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನಫ್ ಟು ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಫೀಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ. ಸೊ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಟು ರಿವೀಲ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ದೋಸ್ ಜೀವಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಈಗರ್ ಟು ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ರಿವೀಲ್. ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ರಿವೀಲ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ, ಹಿ ರಿಮೈನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ರಿಸಾಲ್ವಬಲ್ ರಿಡಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅನ್ ಏಥಿಸ್ಟ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಎನ್ವಿಯಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಾಕ್ಷ. ಸೊ ದ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಆಸುರಿಕ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ದೈವ ನೇಚರ್ ದ ದೇವಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಅಸುರಾಸ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದೇವ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಸುರ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಮೇ ಸೇ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಸುರಾಸ್ ಬಟ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಫಂಡಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಡೆಫಿನಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ದೇವತಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅಸುರ. ವಿಷ್ಣು ಭಕ್ತ ಸ್ಮೃತೋ ದೈವ ಆಸುರಸ್ತತ್ ವಿಪರ್ಯಾಯ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್, ನೋ ಅದರ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ನೋ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅಸುರ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ದೇವತಾ ಬೈ ಸೂಪರ್ಫಿಷಿಯಲಿ ವಾಚಿಂಗ್. ಸಂಬಡಿ ಮೇ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಜೆಂಟಲ್, ವೆರಿ ಹಂಬಲ್, ವೆರಿ ವೆಲ್ ಬಿಹೇವ್ಡ್, ಜೆಂಟಲ್ಮ್ಯಾನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಓಪನ್ ದರ್ ಮೌತ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವೆದರ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫೇತ್ ಇನ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್. ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ವೆಸ್ಟ್, ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದೇ ವುಡ್ ಶೋ ದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬುಕ್ ಟು ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಸೊ ಸಮ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಸಿನಿಮಾ ಆಕ್ಟರ್, ಒನ್ ಆಕ್ಟರ್ ಸಾ ದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬುಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಸೂನ್ ಆಸ್ ಹಿ ಲುಕ್ಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಟ್ವಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಐಬ್ರೋಸ್, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫೆಲೋ, ಹಿ ಸೇಡ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಪುಟ್ ಮೈ ಫೋಟೋ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ ಯು ವಾಸ್ ಸೆಲಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ದ ಜೀವ ಇಸ್ ಎನ್ವಿಯಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ದಟ್ ಆಸುರಸ್ತತ್ ವಿಪರ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಸಚ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಏಥೀಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಆಕ್ಸೆಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಬಟ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್, ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಪರೆಂಟ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್, ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಕ್ಸೆಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಎಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ, ದೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರಿವೀಲ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹಿ ರಿವೀಲ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ, ಹಿ ರಿವೀಲ್ಸ್ ಡೀಪರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೀಪರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೀಪರ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ, ಹಿಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್, ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಚರ್, ಹಿಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಿವೀಲ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸಚ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ such acharyas, then we are also able to taste a little bit of the devotion. And the acharyas actually make it easy for us to understand, like a step-down transformer. Otherwise, we will perish with the high voltage. You know, if we directly came across Bhagavatam, probably we would have took a U-turn and gone away long before. But the acharyas have made it easy for us to access. So, why does the Lord perform these pastimes? Na veda kaschit bhagavamschikirshitam taveha manasya nrinam vidambanam nāyasya kaschit dayitosti karhichit deshyasya yasmin vishamam atirnrinam. Kunti is telling, chikirshitam, these are all Lord's delightful, playful activities. Lord plays with Antaranga Shakti, and the Lord also plays with Bairanga Shakti also. In the external world also he appears. So, in this world also he appears for a short while. So, the Lord's play with Antaranga Shakti, the pastimes in the Nitya Leela or Naimittika Leela. Nitya Leela is the eternal pastimes in the spiritual world. Naimittika Leela are the pastimes which the Lord comes here in this material world, performs, and then he winds up and goes back to Godhead again. So, these type of Leela's pastimes, why does the Lord perform? The Lord performs these pastimes for various reasons. Especially, the Lord appears to pacify the pangs of his pure devotees who cannot be separated from him for a moment. They remember him constantly in their hearts so they can see him. Still, the Lord appears in this world and performs pastimes to delight their hearts and also to enjoy their association also. That's the reason the Lord appears in this world. But then when he performs pastimes, other jivas also benefit. They also stand to benefit by witnessing these pastimes either directly or witnessing them in the pages of the scriptures where they are recorded. So, when the Lord performs such kind of pastimes in this world, Prabhupada says that Lord personally comes and shows to the people of the world that he is a person and he has a transcendental form and he has transcendental activities, so that the common gullible masses will not be cheated by the atheists who say God have no form. So the Lord personally comes and performs various pastimes like that. So the pastime that we are reading now, the appearance of Lord Varaha. So Lord appears not only in his human-like form, like Buddha Parabrahma Manushya Lingam, it is said in the Bhagavatam. Another word, there is also another similar verse which says that the Supreme Lord Purushottama is has a body which is very similar to the human body. Actually, we should say the human body is similar to Lord's body. Just like it is said in the Bible, Lord made man in his own image. So why Lord comes in a 200 form of Krishna playing on his flute? Generally, this form of Krishna playing on his flute in 200 form is not very easy for the common people to you know, accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because generally, you will find, as soon as people talk about God, they think God has to be extraordinary. At least two extra hands should be there. You know, we only have two hands, we should have two extra hands. There are some gods having 10 hands or 12 hands. There are some gods which are a very huge form. Like you see, like this Veerabhadra, multiple hands and a huge form. So when God comes in a very huge form with multiple hands holding varieties of weapons and everything, then people become amazed by his grandeur. Then people understand their smallness and insignificance. That is one reason why Krishna shows the Vishwarupa Darshanam. Prabhupada calls the Vishwarupa Darshan as godless display of opulences. Godless display of opulences. That's what Prabhupada uses. You will see in the 11th canto. Why? A pure devotee of the Lord is never attracted to such a form like the Vishwarupa Darshanam. So Arjuna immediately told Krishna, enough is enough. Now you show me your beautiful form. So there it is mentioned, the Vishwarupa Darshan is Durdarsham. Whereas the two-handed beautiful form of Krishna is Sudurdarsham. So when I first read it, I was twisting my ear and again, eyes and checking again, did I read it properly? Which one is Sudurdarsham? Is Vishwarupa Darshan Sudurdarsham? Krishna's form Durdarsham, or is it the opposite? Sudurdarsham means, see, Durdarsham means rare. Sudurdarsham means extremely rare. So common people, what they will think, which is extremely rare? Vishwarupa Darshan. Whereas which is called as Sudurdarsham? Krishna's two-handed form. Which we may think it's not very difficult. It's just it. He has two hands like you and me. You may think like that. But Prabhupada says, why this Krishna's two-handed form is extremely rare? Because the two-handed form of Krishna can only be seen by eyes of love. With those who have eyes of love, only they can see it. Of course, people like, Shakuni or Duryodhana, Dushasana, Karna, they also can see it, but their seeing is not counted as seeing at all. Shishupal or, this fellow, what is his name? Yeah, correct, Jarasandha. When Jarasandha was, not Jarasandha, when Kalevana was chasing, that's a very beautiful chapter in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Kalevana was chasing after Krishna, as soon as Kalevana saw Krishna, he said, hey, he has a beautiful bluish form. He has four hands. Of course, Krishna had four hands that time. Chaturbaham. And he said, he has a Shyamvarna. And he is wearing a Kaustubha Mani. And he has Mukut and Kundal. This description exactly matches with what Narada told me. So, when he was looking at Krishna, Krishna was looking elsewhere. He was not looking at Kalevana at all. And Kalevana was chasing after him. He could never catch him. And then, when he entered the cave, Muchukunda burned him and then he passed away. But then Krishna was looking at Muchukunda with the same form and he was smiling at Muchukunda. And Muchukunda could gradually come to realization how he was a pure devotee of Krishna in the previous life. So, without Lord's mercy, we cannot even recognize him. That is why Kunti is telling, Alakshyam Sarvabhutanam Antarbahiravastitam. She is telling, Alakshyam Sarvabhutanam. What to speak of you and me? Even Brahma, from whose nose the Varahadeva appeared, even he couldn't recognize who Varahadeva is. And Prabhupada explains, why did Lord appear from the nose? From Lord's breathing, the Vedas appear. And Lord playfully wanted to come out of Brahma's nose in the same manner. He appeared from Brahma's nose. And Brahma himself was wondering. It was like a small, tiny thing. Something came out. Generally, what comes out of our nose goes into dustbin. It's not considered pure. Immediately you will want to wash your hands with soap or something. Isn't it? But Lord can come even from a place like the nose and have a pure, uncontaminated spiritual body. He can have. Asnaviram shuddham apapaviddham. Ishapanishad says, no? Saparyaga chukramakayamabranam asnaviram shuddham apapaviddham. The Lord is so pure that anything that comes in contact with Him, that becomes purified. Just like there is one verse which says, Namno hiyavati shakti papam nirharane hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki naraha. It says, the holy name is so powerful that even the most impure people can come in contact with the holy name and they can become completely purified. Or, in other words, one is unable to commit that much volume of sins which cannot be eradicated by the holy name. Or you can say, nobody can pass that much urine which sun cannot evaporate. The sun can evaporate everybody's urine and still remain uncontaminated, isn't it? So, in the same manner, the Lord can appear from the nose of Brahma and still he is uncontaminated, Satchidananda Vigraha. And he appeared in a small thumb-sized form, then this much size. Then he became bigger and bigger. He became like a huge boulder, like an elephant, and a very huge boulder, and he flew in the sky. So, when all of them were watching, Brahma was watching, Marichi and all of the sons of Brahma were watching, and Brahma was speculating about who he is, who this personality is. Is he some divine personality? Is he some divine being? Because the form of Varaha, he was also very beautiful. His eyes were like lotus petals. So, of course, the Lord did not come telling his name, my name is Varaha and I am your master only. He didn't say, because Lord delights in creating suspense. Madbhakta vinodartam karomi vividaha kriyaha. The Lord performs pastimes to delight the heart of his devotees, and sometimes he keeps such suspense also. Like when Devaki and Vasudeva also in the jail, when the Lord appears in the 400 form of Vishnu, Devaki became afraid because the Lord was lighting up the whole jail with the light from his body. And Devaki was telling, my dear Lord, how will I tell the people that I begot a child like this? Such a big child with 400 form, Shankar Chakra Kadab and everything. And also, you are so huge, how can you be hidden anywhere in the jail? If you appear as a small baby, I can hide you somewhere so that Kamsa will never come to know. So out of her vatsalya, she felt like that. And to please her, the Lord appeared as a small baby after that. Isn't it? Of course, the Lord can appear in any form. There is no limitation for the Lord. He can appear as Narasimha, Varaha. But the most important thing is all these forms are Satchitananda. Because the materialistic people oftentimes have no information of this varieties of avatars of the Lord. But the Mayavadis, although they have access to the scriptures, they misinterpret the Lord's personality by saying that these forms are all in sattva. They are made up of sattva padartha. So that kind of misunderstanding about Lord taking on a body, like we have taken on a body, is a great aparadha, a great offense against the Lord. So this is most important. All the Dashavatara Stotram, if you read, he talks about Keshavadrita, Kurma Sharira, Keshavadrita, Narahari Rupa. So the same Lord comes in varieties of forms, which is Satchidananda Swarupa. So the point is, even Brahma could not understand. Brahma has four heads, we only have one head. And Brahma's body is made up of intelligence. Brahma is capable of accessing everything. He is the first created son of the Supreme Lord himself. And he is unable to understand Lord's identity when he comes in this particular form of Varaha. But then, when the Lord sprinkled the water from his body on Brahma and the other sages, it was so fragrant, like Pujari may throw some rose-scented waters on the people, isn't it? It's so fragrant. So immediately that water that fell on them awoke them to the reality. They immediately understood who this personality is. Sahasrashir Sapurushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapa. They all started chanting the Purusha Sutta prayers after getting those sacred waters of the Lord's body on themselves, understanding that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has appeared in this form of Varaha. They understood. In fact, in one of the prayers later, you will read that the rishis are telling, my Lord, the Janaloka, Tapaloka and Satyaloka residents, they are all considered to be the most pious living entities in the entire universe. Although we belong to the most pious zones of the universe, but when we got sprinkled by the water from your body, we became more purified, they are saying. So it is not like the water from the body of an ordinary pig which comes from a ditch. When a pig comes from a ditch, sometimes the pig's whole body is wet with blackish waters of the sewage waters. When it comes out, it is stinking, isn't it? Whereas the Lord's body, bodily waters are fragrant. And not just, they are not just ordinary waters, they are such waters that they gave enlightenment to Brahma also. The ignorant Brahma became enlightened Brahma by touching those waters. Just imagine how powerful the Lord's body is. So, that is why when the sages are praying, they were saying, my dear Lord, just like an elephant enters into your pond and plucks out a lotus and brings it out. Similarly, you have entered into the Garbhodak ocean and you have brought the earth with all her mountains to the top, and you are placing it in the orbit. First of all, to keep a particular planet in a particular point in this galaxy itself is a great miracle. Like a swab of cotton which is flying in the air. Like that, all the planets which are kept. So Krishna says, Gama Vishyaja Bhutani Dharayam Yahamojasa Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarva Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha Yat Aditya Gatam Tejo Jagat Bhasayate Khilam Yat Chandramasi Yat Chaknam Tat Tejo Vidhimamakam. He is telling Gam Avishya. I enter into each planet and dharayami, I hold them suspended, just like we take some sand and hold it in the hand. Like that, the Lord is holding all the planets by His prowess, which comes from Ananta Shesha, Lord's expansion. So, the scientists may talk about G, M1, M2 by R square, the attraction. But where is that attraction coming from, originally? The attraction between the masses comes from Ananta Shesha. So Lord says, I have created that attraction principle due to which all the planets are suspended in their respective positions. So when a planet falls off from its orbit, so who can pick up the planet? Who can reinstate it in its position? What is, which living entity has that capability? See, living entity has a capacity to create some planet at will. That's one of the Ashta Siddhis. When Vishwamitra created a planet to keep Trishanku, just to satisfy his own false ego, because he promised him that I'll give you a place in heaven, which he couldn't. So he was going back and forth between heaven and earth. He would go to heaven and Indra would push him down. Then Vishwamitra with his tapavalam would send him up. He was coming down, up and down, going back and forth. And then Trishanku cried out, please keep me in one place. I am fed up going so fastly back and forth. Then Vishwamitra said, my words will never go in vain. I will create a planet for you. And then he created the Trishanku Swarga. But the Trishanku Swarga, when he created, the planet was going out of control. It was going all over. It was going over the head. It appeared that it was going to destroy him only. And it was going haywire. He could not have any control over it after creating. Just like scientists sometimes create something and after that they cannot control it. Isn't it? Like right now they are trying to, you know, put the human semen in hippopotamus and try to create some, they're trying different hybrids. Imagine tomorrow if there is a human being with a hippopotamus head and he boards the electric train in Bombay. All the people are allowed to jump away. If he shows his face, isn't it? So, scientists many times, like Hajji Wells and Jules Verne, Hajji Wells in his Thinking Machine book, he wrote that man is going on inventing machines, but a time will come when the machines will control man, he said, and that time is not very far. We can see that modern times, how much people are so addicted for small things also, people are controlled by machines only. I was seeing one devotee was sitting in the prasadam queue and another devotee got a SMS, who was prasadam serving, he got a SMS, please bring chapati. Bring chapati also, he is sending an SMS. You see, how much we are controlled by machine, you can see that. So, what was I saying before this? I went too far. I was telling Vishwamitra could not control the planet, but the Lord says, Dharayami, I am holding all the planets. So he can see the planet falling into the Garbhodak and he can pick it up and place it back. He has that ability. Lord can do that because he is the creator of everything. He is a controller of everything, maintainer of everything. So that's why the Brahmanas, the sages are praying, my dear Lord, this earth is Vishnu Patni. She is your, actually this earth, what is earth? If you see, the earth is like ordinary sand. But out of this earth is coming fruits and flowers and cereals and gold and silver and coal and all petroleum products. Everything is coming out of this earth. So how the earth is capable of producing all these things? So that is possible. Why? Because Lord Vishnu has invested his potency on earth. Just like the Brahmanas invest their potency in arani sticks and then there is a fire. So Lord also has invested his shakti in the bhumi. So the bhumi is able to produce all these things. Wonderful things on which all the jivarashis are sustained by this. So that is why the bhumi that we see with our eyes is an expansion of one of the forms of Lakshmi. Bhudevi, Shri Devi, Neela Devi. So in that Bhudevi, the bhumi is actually one of the expansion hands of her body from which the Lord is sustaining all the jivas in the lap of the mother. So we are sitting in the lap of the mother of Lakshmi, who is providing us all our necessities and everything. So the Lord, when he carried the bhumi on his tusk and he was flying up, it appeared like a beautiful big mountain on which there was a cloud. Sometimes you see in this mountain top, you see clouds. Like that the Lord was carrying the bhumi on the tusk. So they are giving these beautiful examples. How he is bringing out, like an elephant bringing out from the, bringing a lotus out of the water, like that you are bringing out. So they are able to see the spiritual pastime, transcendental pastime of the Supreme Lord. So they have got the access to see that. So from this pastime, the Lord's greatness is brought out. How powerful personality he is. I was telling about how Lord is producing all these things through the bhumi, like Maya Adhyakshana Prakriti, by his glance, by the sun and moon glance, he is making everything produce on earth. Of course, with the same earth, if the Lord wants to bewilder the whole world, he can bewilder also. Like just see the silicon, one silicon, all these years nobody knew what is inside silicon. But Lord has invested some potency in the silicon, due to which in one silicon piece we can have 50,000 songs. And you see so many electronic gadgets are coming out now, which are bewildering the whole world. So if the Lord wants to bewilder the whole world through his Maya potency, he can very easily do that. Because the world wants to be bewildered. And he will give facility for them to be bewildered. On the other hand, it is said the Brahmanas are those who, just as an ordinary man sees the sunlight and he can confidently say that there is sun in the sky. Similarly, the Brahmanas are those who can see this world and confidently say that there is Vaikuntha from where all the Shaktis are expanding. That is the meaning, that's the way, that's the confidence with which the Brahmanas can see, true Brahmanas. Similarly, the Lord's devotees are given access to these pastimes which the Lord reveals to them. How his nature is of spiritual nature. He is not an ordinary boar. Indra becomes a boar, Lord becomes a boar. Is it the same? There is a gulf of difference between earth and sky. When Indra became a boar, in fact he became attached to living in the ditch with his pig society, with piglets and pig relatives and in the dirty place. He was stuck there. He was not willing to come out. When Brahma came and called him, Indra, you are supposed to eat Havishanna. You know, Havishanna means nice basmati rice in which you pour yellow molten ghee and offer to Vishnu. That's what you are supposed to eat. What are you eating in the horrible ditch? But Indra said, no, 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 it's very nice. He was not ready to come out. He found it difficult to, because, you know, narakastopi deham vai napamam stektum icchati. In the Bhagavatam, it is said, narakastopi. You know, one devotee saw, he showed Prabhupada, there was one snail which was crossing the road from this side to that side. It was moving slowly. You have seen the snail, no, slowly moves. It makes a line also, you have seen, no? And it looks very moist, wet. Looks very, very ugly, you know. So that devotee showed Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, look at this slug. You know, it looks such an ugly creature and it suffers so much. It has to go slowly from... why does it want to live? So Prabhupada said, even that creature wants to live a very long life. In that body also. Yeah, no creature wants to leave his body. Of course, we think our bodies are beautiful. But in comparison to heavenly bodies, our bodies are like that snail only. probably some demigods may be talking, looking at the bodies of humans in this world. But nobody in this world wants to leave their bodies. They want to drag on. So Indra didn't want to leave his situation and go to heaven, because even in Naraka one delights in that situation also, you see. And then Brahma had to make an arrangement to get Indra back. Isn't it? So Indra's body at that time was like any of the bodies of the material bodies of the living entities, made up of the Panchamahabhut. And he is also forgetful of his eternal identity, or even his heavenly identity. He has forgotten that completely. He is forgetful. Whereas the Supreme Lord, Transcendental Boar, not only he is never forgetful, he is fully knowledgeable. He can bring remembrance to even personalities like Brahma and other sages. The most learned sages who can become forgetful, he can make them fully remember him, understand him. And his body is a Satchitananda body, fragrant body. And he is called as a Veda Vitana Murti. His whole body is like a personification of Vedas. In fact, Vedas emanate from his body, the Lord's body. So if a devotee understands the pastimes in this manner from the transparent acharyas who have taught this wisdom in the Guru Parampara. That is why it is said, after giving the 12 Mahajanas list, Dvadashayete vijanimo dharman bhagavatan bataha kuhyam vishuddham durbodham yajnyatva amritamashnute. He says here, Dvadashayete vijanimo. Yamaraj is telling this. These 12 Mahajanas, including myself, is telling, dharman bhagavatan bataha. We know the Bhagavata Dharma, he says. Guhyam, it's extremely confidential. Why it is guhyam? Dharmasya tattvam hitam guhayam. It can only be understood from the heart of a pure devotee. Because for them, the Lord reveals the truths about himself without any reservations. Lord reveals the truth to them. Just as a teacher would reveal more and more secrets to a student, whom the teacher considers very intimate, like that. So he says, Guhyam, Vishuddham, it is completely beyond the three gunas. It is untainted by three gunas. It is transcendental wisdom. Turbodham means by Arthavad we can never understand this. By interpretation we cannot understand it. We have to hear it from the Parampara Acharyas. And we should develop absolute faith in it. If we hear these pastimes with a speculative mindset, then Lord will not reveal himself. He will hide himself. He will not reveal. But if you hear them with the ears and eyes of faith, then this vision will appear in the heart of a devotee. How Lord Varaha is Satchitananda, and he is same as Krishna. There is no difference. Krishna comes as Varaha, Narasimha, Kurma, Matsya, all these different beautiful forms. And it is Krishna only coming in various forms to increase the beauty and sweetness and relish of the devotees. He appears in various ways. And pastimes like this, you find the Lord declares his greatness here, how great he is. Here you find Lord revealed to Brahma and other sages how powerful personality he is and how great he is. Such a, you know, when he is jumping into the waters, the ocean is He is raising the arms and crying out loudly, "Oh Lord, don't tear me to pieces," like that. So the greatness of the Lord is brought out in these pastimes. Humanly impossible, or even demigods cannot imitate it, this kind of activities. The only single person who can do such things is Lord Himself. He only can do that. But as we proceed further, cantos, we will see that gradually the Lord will deal with devotees in such a way that He becomes controlled by His devotees. Lord becomes controlled by His devotees, and He presents the superiority of His own devotees over Himself. And He becomes like an insignificant child controlled by Mother Yashoda or by His friends. So, in this way, the pastimes of the Lord are gradually developed from greatness to sweetness, because unless we develop a deep reverence at the Lord's lotus feet, there is no possibility, no question of understanding sweetness of the Lord. Many people may laugh and enjoy Krishna's childhood pastimes as a nice, pious entertainment. But those people who have deeply cultivated reverence to Lord's greatness, they only can truly appreciate sweetness. Because if somebody truly appreciates this greatness and sweetness, then sada tad bhava bhavita, he says, you know, you will find in this two verses, aham sarvasya prabhavo mattat sarvam pravartate iti mattva bhajante maam. If one is convinced about this truth, what they will do? They will do bhajan. But what type of bhajan they will do? Iti mattva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha. In their heart with the full bhav, wholehearted chitta will be fixed in the Lord's pastimes. Without any distraction. Similarly, he says in that 15th chapter, Yo mameva asammodho janati purushottamam sa sarvavit bhajatimam sarva bhavena bharata. There also the word is used. There is sarva bhavena bharata. He says with wholehearted consciousness they can worship the Lord. Otherwise people don't give the heart. There can be official worship then. Prabhupada writes in the 9.34 purport, don't become an official meditator, he says. Why people become official meditator? Because they don't have full faith. There are doubts. But if the wisdom is heard in Guru Parampara with full faith, without skeptical approach, then that approach can lead us to a platform of performing bhajan of the Lord with sarva bhavena bharata, the wholehearted consciousness. And in this way, the Bhagavatam gradually takes one through realization of the Lord's greatness and His wonderful activities, and bringing us to the 10th canto, which is like the climax of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where when the devotee sees that that Supreme Lord, who is such a great person, has become a small child. Why Krishna comes in this 200 form? Because then the devotees can deal with Him in a very intimate way. That's why eternally He is in this 200 form. Then only we can deal with Him intimately, isn't it? Imagine if one of your friends comes with the four hands and says, let us be good friends. It's difficult. You will always be seeing the two extra hands. So the Lord eternally keeps Himself in the 200 form. And in Vrindavan, He doesn't play the role of God. He is playing a role amongst devotees as one of them, you see. So, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His pastimes are even one step beyond that also. Because when Krishna becomes attracted to the devotees' love for Him, what is it that my devotees are enjoying? They seem to be enjoying more than me also. Then He becomes Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, which is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose appearance we are going to celebrate tomorrow. So, one small thing I'll say and conclude. You know the pastime of Advaita Acharya Prabhu wanting to become servant of Lord Chaitanya. In that pastime, we will read, Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya Prabhu was preaching the Mayavad philosophy through the Yoga Vashishta to people. And when Lord Nimaya Pandit came there, he asked him a question. Hey Advaita, tell me, is God God personal or impersonal? So then he said, God is impersonal. And then he said, those who realize the impersonal aspect of the Lord, they are greater than the bhaktas also, something like that he said. When Nimaya Pandit heard it, he became so wild. He caught hold of Advaita Acharya, put him down and sat on his body. And his wife Sita Takrani came crying. He's an old man, he will die, don't beat him up, she was saying. At that time, Advaita Acharya Prabhu challenged Nimaya Pandit. He laughed and roared and said, now, today I can delight as your servant. You have accepted me as your servant, he said. This was what was my goal, which I was seeking for such a long time. You always tricked me and cheated me by touching my feet, you know, bowing down to me always. But today you accepted me as your servant. Today is the day of my greatest joy. And the Nimaya Pandit was bewildered. What is he saying? So Advaita Acharya Prabhu asked him, my dear Lord, tell me, where is your humility gone? When Bhrigamuni came and kicked on your chest, immediately you caught hold of his feet and started massaging, saying that, oh my dear great sage, your feet are so soft, my chest is so hard, you kicked on my chest, maybe your lotus feet are paining, let me massage, and my chest has become sanctified by your kick, and I think Lakshmi will be very happy to come and reside. This kind of very sweet talks you spoke to Bhrigamuni. So, where is your humility gone? That now, I have defeated you and I have proved that I am your servant. Like that he said. So, when I read this pastime of Bhrigamuni, I thought that is climax. But when I read this pastime, I understood this is super climax. Isn't it? Because Lord actually can defeat personalities like Bhrigamuni who are not sure who is supreme. They are searching. But one who has developed full faith in the Lord and who is willing to be completely orchestrated by the Lord, for such devotees like Advaita Acharya Prabhu, the Lord becomes defeated by such devotees. And in this way, the Lord defeats the devotees and devotees defeat the Lord. And this kind of transcendentally defeating one another arises waves of loving ecstasy between them, which is the sum and substance of all the scriptures. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, thank you very much.